Hi again, it's Kathy Grayson for Campus Technology Live. I'm here right off the floor of Infocom in Las Vegas with Grassroots. And Lou, give me your last name again.
My name is Lou Duras, and I'm the president of Grassroots Software.
Okay, and Lou is showing me something wonderful. It's actually the ability to better control your presentations. And we've got two products here we're looking at. One that has recently come out called Power Tool, and another fabulous product that I'm looking at right now called Edison, which is going to be launching shortly. Lou, can you tell us a little bit about both?
Yes, sure. The Power Tool is just simply a PowerPoint sequencer that utilizes the dual screen technology found on all Windows laptops and common OSs these days. We take control of the primary PowerPoint presentations and feed them to the projector so that the audience doesn't get muddled with seeing you're hunting around your desktop. Edison is very similar to that, only instead of just using PowerPoint, we also expand the access to media to include movie clips, images, text files, Excel spreadsheets, PDF files, URLs, and of course PowerPoint.
We're actually sitting here looking at thumbnails of many different types of presentations that Lou has now all grouped together in one control panel, and he can just toggle back and forth or go to the web and do anything without having to move around with his PowerPoint control keys. So give me an example of, if you were presenting, Lou, what might you do in front of your audience?
Oh, yeah. We've all experienced the situation where we've been presenting and we need to jump ahead to a slide that perhaps an audience member asks a question. We need to jump ahead to a slide or jump back to a slide that is not in our normal sequence in PowerPoint. I can do that by looking at the thumbnail, clicking on it, and sending it to the screen immediately without having to hunt for it or use the forward or back arrow. If I've got if I'm receiving email, for example, and my Outlook is notifying me that the birthday party on Saturday just got changed to 4 o'clock, my audience won't see that because that's happening on my primary screen, and my audience only will see what's going out to the projector.
And now you also spoke to me about another capability that you're working on for Edison, and that's the ability to annotate on the screen?
Yes, in a future version, we will have a whiteboard feature that allows you to either draw directly with your mouse or other input like a pen and tablet directly on a whiteboard that will show up on your projector, or capture an image or frame a video or a web page, any media that we feed directly to the projector, you'll be able to annotate live just like you would in a digital whiteboard.
And now, are we talking about an expensive product here?
Well, now, for education, it's a $400 application, retail. However, our discounts offered to site licenses for districts or classrooms or schools is a much, much more attractive.
And that's for Edison, the one that's coming out shortly.
That's for Edison. Power Tool is an $89 download, and that can be gotten at www.gopowertool.com, and Edison will be, when it is available, will be at www.goedison.com. So.
And can you tell me, I don't know if you can talk about this, but can you talk about the kinds of schools that are interested right now in these products?
Yeah, sure. Right now we've got a number of higher education colleges that are interested, and we've also talked with a number of school districts. I'm not going to name any names because those are all happening still, but we do have anything from, we found that the K-8 has actually embraced this technology even more so than, to our surprise, than the secondary education, because there's a lot of innovation that happens at those elementary levels now that those daring elementary school teachers are really doing great stuff. Also happening in secondary, but I kind of expected it there, and the surprise to me has been how many in K-8 are really interested and excited about this technology.
Well, our sister publication, THE Journal, will be following that, and we will follow your exploits into higher ed, and thank you so much.
Thank you.